If you're traveling to a foreign country, generally you'll need a passport and some foreign currency. It also helps if you know the language. You may even get one of those how-do-you-say books to help you along. But Fresh Air's language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg says knowing simple foreign phrases will get you only so far.
Over the years, I must have collected about 20 of those little books that offer to teach useful phrases for the traveler in one or another language. Not that I actually do find them useful. On the contrary, it's their utter uselessness that makes them interesting. Each of these books is predicated on the vain hope that you can come prepared for every sort of situation you'll encounter on your trip abroad. And in their efforts to be thorough, most of them provide for situations that are pretty far-fetched. One extreme example is the 19th Century Guide for French Tourists in England, which offers such useful phrases as, "Our coachman has been struck by lightning." But even phrases that appear more plausible are highly unlikely to occur in the course of daily life. The Berlitz Guide called Russian for Travelers, for example, provides statements like, "I can't find my porter." But when you come to think about it, when have you ever actually had the occasion to say, "I can't find my porter"? On the other hand, these books never seem to have the phrases that you actually do find yourself needing when you're abroad. Not even simple things like, "It's not leaking on that side," or, "What's happened to my shoes this time?" A friend of mine recently sent me a particularly poignant example of this genre. It's a small, khaki-colored booklet of Vietnamese phrases published by the Department of the Army in June 1962 for an issue to U.S. Army personnel in South Vietnam. At the time, we had about 4,000 or 5,000 U.S. advisors there, and the Army was arguing that another couple of thousand would suffice to turn the tide of the war. But when you look at the phrase book, it becomes pretty clear that the writers and the Army itself had very little idea what they were about to get into. Here, for example, are a couple of phrases drawn from the first section on initial encounters with locals. My Vietnamese is not all that it might be, so I'll give only the English. "Hello, I am an American officer who seeks friends to assist in fighting the enemy. Hide my parachute. Sit down. Have a cigarette. Have a chocolate. Do you have any relatives in the U.S.? What state do they live in?" From there, the phrase book provides questions to determine what it calls the potential of locals for organization of guerrilla units, with questions like, "Do the people here believe in the annihilation of Bolshevism? Will the people fight for their freedom? Would they sacrifice their lives for U.S. troops? We ask for able-bodied volunteers. We will pay for everything. How many could you send us? We will attack the enemy. Villages and private property will be preserved." In the event that someone had reservations about his people's willingness to cooperate in the enterprise, the phrasebook provided arguments that the advisor could marshal in the cause. For example, "The U.S. believes that all people are created equal and should have the government they desire. The Soviets will lose the war. Thank you for your cooperation. God bless you. Now hurry. So long." Like other phrasebooks for the tourist, the Army's Vietnamese phrasebook makes for a good cautionary tale. The one certainty of foreign adventures is that you can never fully anticipate everything that may happen to you. Maybe next time we should leave the phrase book at home and pack another roll of toilet paper in its place.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist who's associated with the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University.